The next coach in the teleconference is Illinois' Bill Cubitt. The Illini are 1-1 in conference, 4-2 overall. Illinois hosts Wisconsin on Saturday. The 2:30 contest will be televised by the Big Ten Network. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Start with a few questions. The bye week really, I think it really helped us out getting, it's a long season. I thought our kids, we didn't practice long. We were about an hour, 15 minutes for 2 days and about an hour another day. So just get them running around and get them used to. We game planned a little, but more or less took a lot of fundamentals. Getting ourselves ready for what I think is a really good Wisconsin team. I think offensively, Joel Stave is playing outstanding. Really like what he's doing. Wilson, I think, is having a really great year. And, anticipating Clement coming back. Big physical, great fullback, and Derek Watt. And then defensively, they're very stout. They're one of the top defenses in the league. Their schemes are really unique, which, limits you in what you want to do. And they fly around the ball. I think their outside pressure guys are outstanding. All their linebackers, they run, they're physical, and you could just tell that they know the defense and are really well coached on that side of the ball. So we got our work cut out for us, and it's homecoming here, so hopefully our kids go out there and play well.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Bill, you alluded to this, Wisconsin's outside pressure guys, the linebackers, but Joe Schobert, 58, what are you seeing from him?
Hey, a great player with a high motor. I mean, he's a typical Wisconsin guy. I've faced him three times, and, the kids just play so hard. And he's a high motor guy, comes off. I think he really runs, we call it the run of the hoop. He can bend. He's got great flexibility. The tackles really have a tough time getting their hands on him because of the speed rush there. And, we're going to have to really be aware of him. I mean, everywhere he's at, we've got very conscious, okay, in protections. And Wes is going to have to do a good job of understanding where he's at.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Teddy.
And our next question comes from the line of Eugene Evans with College Sports Overload.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Good morning. Obviously, you have homecoming on Saturday. It's your first time matching up with Paul Chris, which is he's also in his first year as a head coach. How is that going to be, for you two to be first year head coaches at your respective schools?
Well, Paul Chris has a lot more history there. Being the assistant there, and I always watched a lot of his tape when he was an assistant there before, and of course when he comes back, he's just got a great feel about the university, and I think that's really important because he understands the culture, he understands the kids. A lot of these kids he had in previous years, you could tell if Joel is playing better with him because he knows the strengths and weaknesses. For me, I'm just we're just trying to play with a lot of motion, a lot of passion, and just making sure we don't make the mistakes that could kill you in this type of game. So, I think the big key for us is that, we can't turn the ball over and we're going to have to be really physical.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Shannon Ryan with Chicago Tribune.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Shannon.
You touched on this a bit yesterday, but just wondering with the injuries and you mentioned how other players have had to step up. Wondering just if you could talk a little more on just how Keen and Mays have kind of progressed as freshmen in the system and, what they've caught on to and how that process has gone for them.
Yeah, when we recruit them, we really kind of hope, you talk about they may have a chance to play, but you're really hoping you can redshirt them and give them a year acclimatization so they can get used to the college game and the system. But we can't afford it. When Mikey and Justin went down, and then now Marchie's down. We just said, that's three of our really top four wide. That's what we are projected going into the season. But I give Dez a lot of credit. I think right now he's our second leading receiver in terms of catches. And Sam, Sam, we got to get him going a little bit more. But, DJ Taylor's a guy that hasn't played a whole lot. And, he's had to go in there and play. And so, we just got – you know, I mean, it is what it is. And, you know, I'm a big believer. I never use injuries as excuses. I think when you do that, you're just opening up yourself to a guy that don't think they have confidence in you. And then, you know, all you really do is just try to appeal to the public that there's a reason why you're losing because of injuries, and they don't want to hear that. So, you know, we just – I think I like both of them. I like both those guys. I think they're progressing. I think Dez is getting better every week. I think Sam – you know, he's had some ups and downs, but I think he, you know, he's a guy you got to go out there and give him a chance and make sure he goes out and play. And really the key guy is really Malik Turner to me. He's got to just keep on playing. He made a great catch against Iowa, and he looks a little bit more comfortable last week, and we just got to keep him going.
Great, thanks.
Thanks, Shannon.
Our next question comes from the line of Jim Polzin with Wisconsin State Journal.
Hey, Bill, one thing about West throughout his career is that, you know, he doesn't throw a lot of interceptions. His CD to interception ratio is really, really good. Can you pinpoint some of the reasons for that?
He's really accurate, you know, and I give a lot of credit to his high school coach. Coach Leonard did a great job in getting him in there, and he's a guy that, you know, he didn't – it's kind of interesting, didn't go a whole lot of camps and didn't go out there. He just worked at it with his team, and he understood, you know, what he needed to get done. I think he's kind of a dinosaur right now in quarterbacks. So I thought it was really, really training. I think when he comes here, he's very smart, understands where everybody's at. Sometimes when you don't know where everybody's going to trust those guys, you know, your mechanics really suffer. And that hasn't happened to him this year. He's been a guy that understands where they're supposed to be and they're reading coverages. So he can get the ball back, and he's not blocking his hips, and he's not throwing, you know, behind because of that. He's not dropping his elbow because he's waiting long. You know, a lot of it's understanding, and then all of a sudden your mechanics just fit in. And I think, you know, he doesn't have a whole lot of thought process going in his mind about how to throw, you know, all the other stuff that's going through a lot of these kids' minds. So he's just free and easy throwing the ball. He's really accurate.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
All right, Coach. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.